U.S. Steel's new owners recently announced a multi-billion-dollar plan to revamp its steelmaking operations near Pittsburgh. The company held an open house to showcase some of the changes. The Allegheny Friends' Reed Frazier reports the plans are getting a mix of reactions from local community members.
Inside the Carnegie Library in Braddock, Pennsylvania, Ron Furchak explains what a hot strip mill does. He says it takes thick slabs of steel and presses them into very thin, very long sheets.
It basically starts out as a 9-inch thick rectangle, 40 feet long. At the end, turns into a steel coil, 1/16 of an inch thick, and about 7,000 feet long.
Furchak is overseeing a project to build a new hot strip mill at U.S. Steel's Edgar Thompson plant, a few blocks away. The project is part of a makeover the company is getting from its new owners, Nippon Steel of Japan, which bought U.S. Steel last year. The new hot strip mill will cost over $1 billion. It's basically a big assembly line, the length of 3 football fields, that will flatten the big slabs and roll them into 40-ton coils, Furchak says.
Yeah, it basically looks like just a big donut.
Right now, the company makes steel slabs at the Edgar Thompson plant and ships them by rail about 7 miles to its current hot strip mill at the Irvin Works. Then it has to reheat the slabs to press them into coils. This upgrade will cut out lots of unnecessary steps and energy use, Furchak says.
They have 5 reheat furnaces. Up at Irvin, this will only have 2. Much higher efficiency, much higher productivity.
The project will help the company sell higher grades of steel, like the kinds used in cars and trucks. U.S. Steel's plants in the area play a big part in the local economy. They employ around 3,000 union steelworkers, but they also pollute. U.S. Steel's operations are the biggest source of air pollution in Allegheny County, according to state records. Environmental groups have called on the company to reduce emissions by moving away from coal in its steelmaking and using a process called direct reduction, which replaces coal with natural gas or hydrogen. It's a technique the company will employ at a new facility it's planning to build in Arkansas. But U.S. Steel officials say that method can't replicate the higher grades of steel its customers want.
We have a very diligent approach to environmental compliance, and we also are looking at continuous improvement constantly.
Matt DeLibero is an environmental manager at the company. He says U.S. Steel is committed to improving, and he says the new hot strip mill will have lower emissions rates than the one it's replacing.
So if you look at the performance over time, it is gradually getting better incrementally year over year.
But for many Mon Valley residents, progress on air pollution isn't coming fast enough. Olivia Davidson of North Braddock has grown up near the mill.
It's been really difficult. I don't think it's impacted me directly, but seeing how it impacts the people around me, I think affects me a lot.
Children living near U.S. Steel operations and other industrial plants in the county had nearly tripled the nationwide asthma rate, according to one recent study. And the company has paid over $50 million in fines over the last 5 years for air pollution violations. Davidson, who's 18, said she feels let down by governments that are supposed to protect people from air pollution.
It just kind of feels like it's something that you deal with because it feels like they're not going to do anything about it. It kind of feels like no one cares.
Robert Ketchum sees it differently. He's a photographer and lives in Braddock. 10 years ago, he moved to within a few blocks of the Edgar Thompson plant, knowing that he would be living near a steel mill.
There's some, you know, some dust now and then and maybe a sulfur smell, but it's never anything that has been overwhelming.
He's in favor of the upgrades to the Edgar Thompson plant, which began operations way back in 1875, because he thinks this will keep U.S. Steel in the region.
Western Pennsylvania, the Mon Valley, and Braddock in particular, need to have U.S. Steel here to keep it viable.
The new hot strip mill could begin production by 2029. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.